Now, after having used the integral view to spot what basic level of development, what hidden map, we're presently at, we now use integral mindfulness to help make that subjective map into an object of awareness. Remember, as famous developmentalist Robert Keegan put it, I know of no way to better explain development than that the subject of one level becomes the object of the subject of the next. That sounds a little abstruse at first, but it's actually a very simple notion. Most of these hidden maps that we just summarized are held in an unconscious, subjective identification. We identify with them. We look through them at the world. We don't look at them as objects. And so that is what we want to do. We now want to look at them, not through them, and personally in our own case, not just theoretically. When we do that, as we'll see, we disidentify with them. We turn them from subject or self into object or not self. We let go of them. And this makes room for the next higher subject, the next higher level of consciousness to emerge in awareness. And as Keegan notes, this is the central key of all of development. So let's do it. Sit comfortably on the floor, cross your legs loosely, or use the standard lotus position. Fold your hands face up, one on the other, and place them in your lap, or put one hand face down on each knee. Straighten your spine. Or sit in a chair, feet firmly on the ground, hand in one of those two positions, and spine again straight. Then practice mindfulness on your chosen object. That is, simply take a core characteristic of the basic level you are at and hold that in mind. Give it pure present awareness. If you find yourself drifting off and thinking of something else, just drop that other thought and gently bring your awareness back to your main object. So, at the red power level, hold the feeling of power right now in your awareness. Feel this power coursing through you. In each case, with whatever level you are doing this, don't condemn it, judge it, or identify with it. Just look at it as if you're videotaping it. And take neutral picture after neutral picture of it. And with whatever levels, feeling, or quality, ask the following questions. And you might want to jot these down now. Where in the body is this located? Head, heart, gut? What does it look like? What color is it? Just note whatever automatically comes up when you ask that. How big is it? What size is it? What does it smell like? Again, just know whatever it is that comes to mind. What does it feel like? What shape does it have? What items especially trigger it? What things in my life have I created based on this level and its drives? How much of my life is motivated by it? With each of those questions, you're forcing more and more of this level into awareness, more and more making the subject an object, more and more transcending it, disidentifying with it, letting it go, moving beyond it, and making room for the next higher level or subject or self to emerge. And when you have let go of all of the lower, previous, less inclusive, hidden maps possible, you stand at the leading edge of evolution, and at the highest, most whole, most inclusive, most loving level and map available in the world of form. And combining that highest level with the highest state available results in the true great perfection, your original and true face. Because what is also happening when you apply pure present awareness to whatever level you're at is that you are, whether you realize it or not, taking the stance of the pure witness, the true seer, the real self, which can never be made an object, the true seer that can never itself be seen, but rather is doing the seeing, the observing, the witnessing. Big mind, or pure present awareness. When we get to states, we'll go into some direct exercises to recognize that pure witness directly. But the reason integral mindfulness is so important is that, using the integral view, you can spot what level of consciousness you're at, and the hidden map you are predominantly seeing the world through. And then, using mindfulness, you can turn that subject into an object. You can uproot it, disidentify with it, because you are instead identifying with the pure witness, the true seer, and not any small finite object that can be seen. You are actually taking the stance of the great liberation, or radical freedom, or pure consciousness as such. And that lets you let go of lower levels to make room for higher levels. Thus, this practice helps you reach both the highest level of consciousness as well as the highest state of consciousness, and hence headed for full enlightenment, the great perfection in your very own case. So, back to the red level. Focus mindfulness on power, especially, and then any other of this level's characteristics you wish. Hold the feeling of power directly in mind, and then apply the mindfulness questions. What does it look like, this power? What does it feel like? Where is it located? And so on. Make that hidden map unhidden. Make that subject object, and in your own case, in your own being, let go of it and make room for the next higher level. Thus, moving on with the amber level, if this is present in you, focus on the feeling of belongingness right now, on that special feeling of being in a loving, belonging we space, not just an I space. Focus carefully on that we space and look at it from every angle possible. Imagine being in several different we spaces, perhaps with your romantic partner, your colleagues at work, your family, members of any local clubs you belong to, classmates, and so on. In each case, as you focus on this feeling of we belongingness, apply the mindfulness questions. What does it look like, feel like, what size is it, where is it located, and so on. Make that hidden subjective map a conscious object, and thus cease identifying with it. At the orange level, focus on achieving something, on the very feeling of achieving itself, being recognized for great merit, great accomplishment. Everybody knows your face and name. Outrageous. Focus on the feeling of this great accomplishment, great achievement, and the enormous fame that comes with it. Let that flood your awareness and then bring direct mindfulness to it and apply the mindfulness questions. Again, what does it look like, feel like, where is it located, and so on. See that hidden map as clearly and as objectively as you can. At green, if you have any of this present, focus on the sensation of negatively judging something. Remember, what this level does is, since it holds all people to be equal, it horribly judges people negatively who don't agree with it here. Somebody at this level will judge people who judge. Almost everybody is actually judged or ranked by this level in some way. Now, some of those might be indeed worth judging. But the point is, green doesn't see that it is doing judging or ranking, which it most certainly is, because it claims that it does no ranking at all. So this truly is a hidden map for them. So focus on your judging. Focus on how you are actually ranking people. And hold that ranking feeling in mind. Look directly at it from all possible angles. Apply the mindfulness questions to it. Again, what does it look like? What size is it? What does it smell like? And so on. This is a hidden map you definitely want to make unhidden, So see it clearly as an object and thus make room for the next higher level of form. So, at an integral and superintegral, hold wholeness in your mind. Just hold the feeling of what being whole looks like and feels like. Wholeness everywhere, oneness everywhere, unity everywhere. Let that look and feeling pervade your being. Look at it with mindfulness awareness, and then apply the mindfulness questions. Now, at this point, since this is essentially the highest level that has evolved to date in the world of form, at some point in this integral mindfulness practice, as your present subjective level is made more and more object, you will likely come to a place where your mind becomes temporarily quite still and silent. At this point, you are resting in the pure, silent witness, the center of the cyclone, the true seer, the real infinite self, and it is just a vast, open clearing in which all objects arise. It's the space of awareness in which those clouds are now rising, or in which this room is now rising, or in which this computer is now rising. It's not anything that can be seen itself. It's the space or clearing in which seen things are now arising. It's just an empty, open, spacious clearing. Simply rest in that vast, open, empty, silent, clear, witnessing awareness, which is pure spirit in you, your real self and supreme identity. Now, you can experience this pure witnessing awareness at virtually any level you are at, because basically all states, gross, subtle, causal, non-dual witnessing, can be experienced at any structure or level, red, amber, orange, green, etc. And that is what will happen at each and every level as you do integral mindfulness. You take the stance of the pure witness. It's just that at the highest levels, integral and superintegral, this becomes more and more a common experience. You are at the point where growing up and waking up are starting to come together as a complete, full, total great perfection. So each time when we practice integral mindfulness on a particular dimension in the Aqual framework, just come to this place of open, clear, silent, pure witnessing awareness, and simply rest there for as long as is comfortable. When you wander into thought, just subvocally label whatever you're thinking, thought, then drop it and return to silent witnessing. We'll come back to what to do with that witness when we hit states.